We're up to Nun Zayin on the base, the top of the daf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Tzemer v'Shal Tzar Ein Chotzitzim Et Neshamayim Boin Bohem. If you have these ribbons of wool or hair, so they're not chotzets, because the water can get in between. You can't tie them on very tightly, so the water can get in between. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yehuda b'chutei sar. So Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that by chutei sar, it's not chotzeitz. Omer le Abaya, halacha mechlal de pligit. By sar, there's an argument, right? The argument is only by tzemer. But by sar, lechor, everybody agrees that sar, you can't, hairs, you can't tie tightly, that the water can't go through. The chitema ilav de shame mitanakama. The ayre de chute sar. Ihu nami lo havi mayre. And if you'll tell me that unless Rav Yehuda knew that the Tanakama holds that sar is also aser, he wouldn't have argued and put sar in also that it's mutter. The dilma kishem ka'omar lahu. Right? Maybe he was saying the following. Ki hechi de modisili de chute sar, just like you admit that sar is not chotzeitz, because since it's so hard, it's impossible to tie it in a way that it'll be so tight that the water won't be able to get through. Admit to me also that tzemer is the same thing. Tzemer is also hard enough that if you tie it tightly, it won't prevent the water from coming in. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. But everybody agrees that sar is not chotzeitz, and therefore it's mutter. Itmar Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Modim Chachom, Rabbi Yehuda, Bechutei sar, in Chanami. We have Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, who says clearly that the Chachamim hold by Sar that it's mutter. The only argument is by Tzemer. Tanya Nami Hachi, there's a brisa that says the same thing. Chutei Tzemer Chotzitzim, Chutei Sar Ein Chotzitzim. That Tzemer is Chotzitz, that's the Tanakama, and Sar is not Chotzitz. Rav Yehuda Omer Shal Tzemer Shal Sar Ein Chotzitzim. Rav Yehuda argues on Tzemer, right, and agrees with the Tanakama that Sar is not Chotzitz. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Masnisin Mamideka. You could even be medayik from the Mishnah that the Chachamim hold that Sar is not Chotzeitz and therefore it's mutter to go out. Diktani Yotza Isha Bechutei Sar Dein Mishela Dein Mishel Chaverta. Right, a woman is allowed to go out. The Mishnah later on says a woman is allowed to go out with strands of hair interwoven into her own hair, right? Whether they're her own or somebody else's. Okay. In other words, her own hair or somebody else's hair, detached, woven around in her natural hair. Gemara says, "Mami, ilem Rav Yehuda afilu chutei tzemer nami." What's the big chiddush that a woman's allowed to intertwine chutei sar into her hair? She's even allowed to intertwine ribbons of wool. Elalav rabbanani must be. It's according to the rabbanan who asur wool and linen. But with hair, don't argue. Strands of hair, they're allowed to intertwine into their own hair. So from all of this, the final thing is that the Tanakama holds that even though Pishtun and Tzemer is usher to intertwine into their hair, but Sar is mutter. Rashi, Michlal de Plige Bitmia, but Tanakama lo ari b'sar. Right. Tanakama didn't mention anything about hair. He just mentioned Pishtun and Tzemer. Shema mino b'sar mode. Since he didn't mention Sar, should have said a bigger chiddush. Even Sar is chotzeitz. Since he only mentioned Pishtun and Tzemer, so mashma that Sar is not chotzeitz. The lo mahadik al gabe Sar, because hair on hair doesn't. You can't tie it so tight that it will hold the water out. Dil mahay de itker Sar kishem ko amar lahu. Maybe that which Rabbi Yehuda mentioned Sar. It's not because he understood that the Tanakama held Sar was awesome. But he was saying the following. Kishem shatem modin li b'chutei Sar, odin li b'chutei Tzemer. He mentioned Sar, even though the Tanakama didn't mention it, not because he understood the Tanakama also held it was awesome. Because he knew the Tanakama held it was mutter. And he was saying, just like your modin to me, you admit to me that hair isn't the chatzitza, admit to me also that wool is also not. Okay, let's go on. Lobito tefes, my totefes, what is a totefes? Rav Yosef, chumarto diktifta. Rashi, chumarto diktifta, kesher sha'osim l'refuos kituf, ayin hora shalotishla. some kind of thing that a woman ties around her neck, and it's a shmira, it's a guard against ayin hara. Omer le'abai, if that's what it is, the tosefta, the tahavi kikmiya mumcha, the tishri, then if it really helps against ayin hara, it should be like any kamiya. A kamiya that has been proven effective, you're allowed to wear. Because it's not considered a masu, it's considered a tachshit. So that can't be. Because you're not, if you can't go out with a totefes, why shouldn't you be able to go out with it if it has a din of a kmiya? Elam Rav Yehuda Mishmei Dabaya Opezainu. Rashi Opezainu, Rashi for that. The Tahavi Kikmiya Mumcha, Diktoni Masnisin Velo Bikamiya Bizman Sheino Mina Mumcha. Hom Mumcha Shaper Dami. And if this works against Ayin Hara, then why shouldn't you be able to go out with it? Opezainu Frontal Shelzah. Like it says by Tfilin, Totafos is frontlets. Something that goes around your forehead. So it's a frontal, a frontlet of gold. Okay? That's a totefta. Tanya nami hachi, yotza isha besivcha hamusheves, uve totefes, uve sarvitin hakvuyin bo. A woman's allowed to go out with a sivcha, is a tichel, that goes directly over her hair, a head cap. Okay. That, what's it called? That that has gold in it, so it's also for show. And with a totefes, and sarvitim, hakfuin bot, and the totefes and the sarvitim are tied onto this head cap. Okay, so one is on the front over here, and the, that's the frontlet, and the sarvitim, we'll see what they are. They're like side things that hang down off the side. So there's one that goes on, it's just a cap over the head that covers the hair, and then there's something sewn onto that in the front. That's a frontlet, and then there are things sewn onto the side that hang down like side things. Ezeo totefes, ezeo sarvitim. So what is this totefes and sarvitim? Om Ravo, totefes hamukhefes lame ozen laozen. A totefes is something that goes from ear to ear across the forehead. Sarvitim hamagiyin lo ad lechayeva. And the sarvitim are things that hang down till her cheeks on the side. Rashi. Sivcha kupya. Di ishofa lamegal yerosha. That's a head cap that if she takes it off, she's going to end up showing off her hair, which is awesome. And therefore, she won't take it off. Hamakefes es hapadachas mi ozen la ozen, right? And the totefes is something that covers her forehead from ear to ear. Hamagim ad lechayeho, arosha korachto, something you wrap around her head. And the sides, the two ends, v'tole la lechayeh mikan mikan. And the ends hang down from her head over her ears to her cheeks. Okay. Okay, there's a shiloh over here like this. What exactly this sarvitim and totefes, what's the problem with them? The machlokes are the Rambam and the Ravid, but there are Rishonim who argue in it before. What Rashi learns that the, what's it called? The sarvitim and totefes, hakvuyim ba, are, what's it called, are sewn to the sivcha. So if you take off the, you can't take off the sarbitim and the totefes unless you take off the cap, because they're sewn together. And therefore, you would have to uncover your hair to do it, and therefore, it's what's it called, it's mutter for a woman to go out with that. Therefore, if that's the pshat, okay, then a woman who's not married can't go out with it. There's no reason why she can't uncover her hair. It only applies to a married woman going out with this thing, because an unmarried woman wouldn't have any compunctions about taking the cap off and uncovering her hair. It's mutter. And that's how the Or Zarua holds, right? And he also holds like this, if the sarbitim and totefes are sewn together, but not sewn to the head cap, then it wouldn't be mutter. Because you could take them off, even though, what's it called, and not take off the cap. And therefore, what's it called, you would take them off. So if the problem is that we're afraid she'll take them off, and the only heter, therefore, is if they're tied to the cap, which she won't take off. Okay, so that is the shita of the Or Zarua. Rabbeinu Prach in the Ravid holds like that too. that the reason it's mutter to go is because they're tied to the cap, and the cap she won't take off. Therefore, only applies to married women, not to unmarried women, and it's only where they're sewn mamish to the cap and not sewn to each other alone. The Rabbeinu Prachya says that the chashash is that they may fall off if they're not sewn on. Not that she'll take them off, okay, but they may fall off, okay? Therefore, if they're sewn together, they won't fall off. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if a married woman or unmarried woman. Both of them are allowed to wear it. Because once they're sewn, they won't fall off. We're not afraid she's going to take it off and carry it. We're afraid they'll fall off, okay? And therefore, even if they're tied, they're sewn together, the sides and the frontal are sewn together, they still won't fall off. They don't have to be sewn to the cap, dafka. That's how the Rambam holds. So there's two nafkaminas. One is, what do these things have to be sewn to? The cap, or even to each other? And are they mutter only for a married woman, or are they mutter even for an unmarried woman? Those two areas, the Rambam and the Raivar argue. The Raivar holds only married women, and it has to be sewn to the cap, and the chashash is that she'll take it off, and the Rambam holds that the chashash is it'll fall off, therefore it doesn't have to be sewn to the cap, just sewn together, and even unmarried women can wear this. Okay, let's go on. The lo bikvul. She can't go with a kvul. Amar Rav Yanai, kvul ze eni odeya mahu. Rav Yanai said, just the same thing I would say, I don't know what this kvul is, okay? E kivla, except he had two different options. Right? I didn't know what it was and had no options, but he had two different options. E kavla de avda, it's a seal that an eved wears that he's, what's it called, he's an eved. And the next Amud will discuss this in more detail. If that's what it is, it's a mark of Avodim wore to identify that they're an Eved and who they're an Eved to. Identification thing, like a diskit in the army, a dog tag. Here was a slave tag. Okay. Tnan. Avo kipa shal tzemer shaper dami. But there's another kind of kvul, and that is a woolen cap that a woman wore over her head. That's okay, right? Only this dog tag is not okay. But the woolen cap that she actually wears on her head would be okay. Odilma kippa shel tzemer tzan, the koshkin kavla di avda. Maybe not. Maybe she turns over. Maybe it's, what's it called, a kvul is a kippa of tzemer, is a kippa of tzemer, right? And that's not allowed. Kol shekein, a dog tag's not allowed. That's worse, that's less of a beggar. Omra babo, mistaber command the omra kippa shel tzemer tonight. It's mistaber that it's talking about a woolen hat cap that goes over her tichel, okay? So she can take that off without uncovering her hair. But Tanya Nami Hachin, there's a price that says that also. That which it says it's usher to go out with a kvul means a woolen hat. Tanya Nami Hachi, Yotza Isha Bikvul Uve Istama Lechotzer. A woman's allowed to go with a kvul or an istama, which we'll see in 1 second what that is, to a chotzer. Okay, there's no gzeira that she can't wear it in a chotzer for fear that she'll wear it into Rishus Harab, but not to Rishus Harab. Actually, in Rishus Harab, she can't wear it. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Bikvul Rishus Harab. She can wear a kvul into Rishus Harab. Klal Omer Rav Shimon Elazar, and Rav Shimon Elazar explained why she's allowed to go out with this to Rishus Harab. Kol Shu Lamata Min Asivcha Yotze Bo. Anything that's underneath the tichel. So if she took it off, she would uncover her hair. She's not going to take it off. Kol Shu Lamala Min Asivcha. Anything that's above her tichel, she could take that off without uncovering her hair. That she would take off. Ein Yotze Bo. Okay, Rashi. I kavla di avda tnan chosim sheosim la'eved b'ksuso. It's a mark, some kind of patch that they put on an eved's clothing. L'simin hochacha shu eved, and it's to show that he's a slave. Like we'll see when we get to the next Amud about Jews going out with a yellow star that they had to wear in the Middle Ages or by the Nazis. You're allowed to go without that on Shabbos. That's it's a sign on the person's clothing that they're, what's it called, that they're Jews. Right? So we'll see what the halacha was with that based on this Gemara. Cholsim shosim le'evet b'ksusa le'simin ho'chacha shu'evet. Uvo'u k'tani masin, the shifcha lo seitzibo. Shifcha is not allowed to go out with that sign on her clothing. Aval kipa shal tzemer, k'kova shetachas ha'tzichva, it's a hat that goes under the tichel, the mikri nomi k'ful, u'miskashetis bo. It's also a k'ful, some kind of decorative hat that she wears under her tichel. I don't know if it's under the tichel, you can see it, but in any case, it goes under the tichel, and I guess it sticks out, too. Shaper dami, even the megal yasara lo shalfa machvi, since she'd have to take, if she took it off, she would have to uncover her hair, that's under the tichel, right, so she's not going to take it off. Oh, dilma kiputz nan. The lo seitze, the chashinim dilma shalfa machvi amitachas ha-sichva. They ain't a megala. The chosh ken kavla di avda. Or maybe not. Maybe since she has a tichel over it, she'll pull it out from underneath, leave the tichel on, and show her new hat to her friends, and end up carrying it on Shabbos. So, are we afraid that she will take it off, or we're not afraid she'll take it off? Bikful of the istima, the kamei meforish my istima. Later on, the Gemara will discuss what's an istima. Mektani koshu lamata min ha-sifcha, shmamina kippa tnan. That since it said anything underneath the sifcha, that's a kippa. And lamaisa, what's it called? That is where Shimon al-Azhar holds his mutter, but the Tanakhama would hold its also. Okay, let's go on. My istima. What's an istima? Amravo bizyuni. My bizyuni. Amravai amarav kalya pruche. Rashi says, kalya pruche, mitznetes ktana la'achar kishureha, shekolas rosha, the kista, yesh saros ktana shiyotzin chutz l'kishureha, vehein nikroim pruche, al shemafrichim v'yotzin l'chutz. So Rashi learns an istama is the following. After a woman puts on her tichel and she ties it on, there are hairs that still come out on the sides. So she puts this thing around on the outside of the tichel to cover up those loose hairs. That's how Rashi learns. And we'll see Rashi holds, and it's a very hard thing. It's not a pliable thing. It's like a hard thing that holds those hairs in. Okay, because I guess it will be pliable, the hairs would stick out of that too. So it's a very tough, not pliable piece of felt or whatever that goes around her head. That's how Rashi learns. Tosus also seems to learn the same thing. The Aruch holds that it is a beged that is mostly gold, silver, and avanim, with very little space where there's actually material, right? And that's what it is. And the Rach and the Rambam learn that it is kinds of chutim, of strings, that hang over her face to keep away the flies. So I'm not exactly what there's, like windshield wipers or whatever, that keep away the flies, that hang down over her face. Those are the three pshatim in istima. Rashi's pshat, something that keeps in the hairs, that's very tough, hard. The aruch, that it's a piece of material, but most of it is embedded with stones and gold or whatever, so the material is only a mute of the whole thing, only to hold on these stones or whatever, and the Rach learns that it's these strings that hang over her face to keep away the flies. We'll see in 1 second, Snogeya, what the pshat is to what the next piece of Gemara is. Kalya monas osansaris masa. So kalya pruche means, kalya means to stop. Pruche, the hairs that stick out of her tichel. So now the Gemara says the following. Omar Abaya Omar Rav. Kalya pruche. Tom Rabban. Gimel dvarim nemru beistima. Three things were said legabe in istima. Ein ba mishum kilay. There's no isra of kilayim. Even if it's made of tzemer and pishtim, it's mutter to wear. So now let's see why. According to Rashi, Rashi says the reason is because it's made without spinning. The material isn't spun into threads and then made into this istima, but it's made more like pressing fibers together like felt. And Rashi holds that if it's not tovui to begin with, there's no kilay. Tosfos argues, and he says even if it wouldn't be spun, but it would be made, what's it called, regular thing, has kilayim even without spun threads. And he says the reason here there's no kilayim is because since it's so hard things that aren't made mamish for wearing, like a regular beged, Right? This is just put around her head a little bit. Hard things, there's no Isser of Kilayim, because there's no Chimum. It doesn't give you any Hanoas Levisha. So things that are hard, but you wear them, or you put them over you, what's it called? There, the Rabbanim were Gozer. But something that's hard, that's not really worn, like a Beged is worn. This just goes around a little bit to hold the hairs in. It's not like a Beged. So there's no Hanoa, because it's hard. That's why there's no Kilayim.
Worse than the ropes,
right, so there they hold it's more that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna, what's it called? It's more Levisha. Also, could be who said it's hard over there. It's so hard. It's hard. Okay, according to the Aruch, the reason there's no Kilayim is because you get no Hanoah out of the Beged, because the Beged is bottle. It's mostly gold, silver, and whatever, so the Kilayim is bottle, mavutl, and all that. According to the Rach, there's no Hanoah Levisha. You're not wearing it, it's just strings hanging over your face. So, Menela, there's no Hanoah Levisha. It's not Kilayim. It's not called a Beged. Not wearing a beged because you have strings hanging over your face. Those are the reasons why there's no kilayim. The ain't no metame b'negoyim, and it's not metame b'negoyim, right? The ain't yotzim bo l'shus harabim, and you can't go out into l'shus harabim with this istima on. See Rashi. Ain't bo mishum kilayim shasuyin kamin levad shikorim pultra. The ain't no tviya. It was never spun. It's made like felt. I think that's what it's called. Felt is pressed. Garment. Okay. The ainu mitami b'negoyim mehai taima gufei. The gabi negoyim siv no mi beged. The yolet mikilayim shua v'tovud. In order to be a beged, it has to be spun. If it's not spun, then it's not mitami b'negoyim. That's how Rashi learns. The Rach learns that it's not shiva ori. In order to mitami b'negoyim, it has to have lengthwise and crosswise. And if it doesn't have lengthwise and crosswise, it's not mitami. And according to Rashi, because it's not tovud. Now the Ramban says, according to the Rach, right, even if it's not Tavui, but it would be Shiva Aref, if it would have, what's it called, threads that aren't spun, but there's a cross grid, right, still be Matame B'negoyim. And the Meiri holds, no, the only time Shiva Aref is Matame is if eventually you're going to weave it. But if it's not going to be woven in the end, then even by Negoyim, Shiva Aref is not Matame. The Tosfos holds that even though it's not Matame b'negoyim, but it's Matame b'meis, the sheretz, other tumas, it's Makabah. The Ramban says it's not Matame in anything. And the fact that it says, what's it called, that it's not Matame b'negoyim is a chiddush. Because negoyim, even less than a beged, is Matame. Even just Siva Arif. And here, even negoyim, it's not Matame. But surely, it's not a beged. It's not Makabah tuma, it's a beged. And the Ramban says another reason why it's not Matame b'negoyim is because it's colored. And he holds that only white clothing are Matame b'negoyim, not colored clothing. Okay. What's the reason you're not allowed to wear this istima? So the Aruch says because it may fall off. That's the reason. It's not something that is on tightly, and therefore it may fall off. And the Rabbi Turunai Gon says because it's not considered a beged. Whatever it is, these strings hanging down, the thing that covers the hair, it's not considered a beged. Just as much about kilayim, it's not considered a beged. It's not considered a beged, like Abi Shabbos. Menela, it's a muscle. It's you're carrying it. The Mishnah Brura in the Sharatzion says that even according to Rabbi Trunoi Gom, he doesn't mean mamish it's a muscle, because unless you are wearing it. It may not be a full-fledged beged, but not everything that's a shame beged, like Abi Tumah, is a beged, like Abi Shabbos. It's wearing it, you're not carrying it. But what the Rabbi Torah Gaon means, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it looks like a mosque. It doesn't look like a beggar. So the Rabbanim answered it because it looks like you're carrying it. But it's only Nisid Rabbanim, it's not Nisid Raisa. And according to the Aruch, it has nothing to do with that. It's a full-fledged beggar, which is a beggar that falls off often, and therefore afraid it'll fall off, and you'll end up carrying it. Forget that it's Shabbos, not put it back, you'll end up carrying it.